Don't worry, Cowboy fans. Dallas still has a pulse. Hi, I'm Anthony Massey, and welcome to your Cowboy Blitz this week. After a 24-20 win over the Carolina Panthers, the season was on the line. Bill Parcells' job might have been on the line, not because he'd be fired, because he might have just had enough with this team if they finally, you know, were done. They're not done. The Cowboys are still breathing, gasping for air maybe, but they are still in the playoff hunt right now, seventh with one game to go. It was an absolutely crazy game, as basically every game all season has been. This Cowboys season has been a roller coaster. You've had game after game where one play means the difference. The Cowboys play close games. That's just the way they play. That's the makeup of their team. And Sunday was absolutely no exception. They went into Carolina and really played a very good football game, but made a lot of stupid mistakes. Mistakes that you simply can't make in the NFL in the time of parity, and you can't make on the road against a playoff team like the Panthers. They had way too many penalties. A lot of penalties to put them in some very unmanageable first down, second down situations. There was one where they had a first and 25 after Rob Petitti had a hands to the face and another false start, which put them at basically had to make up 30 yards. They still ended up getting a first down and scored a touchdown. It was that kind of game. Drew Bledsoe threw a pick on the 2-yard line when it looked like the Cowboys were going in for a score. After the Panthers had tacked on a field goal right at the beginning of the game to make it 3-0, the next play, Tyson Thompson fumbles the kickoff. In the next play, Carolina scores a touchdown. The beginning of the game was absolutely a recipe for disaster. The Cowboys do not play well when they're behind, when they're a one-dimensional offense, when teams could rush upfield with absolutely no regard for the rushing game. The Cowboys struggle, and Bledsoe makes turnovers. Somehow, the Cowboys responded, and you got to give the game ball to Julius Jones. The ankle was banged up this year. After last season, the Cowboys had officially anointed Julius Jones the next coming of Dorsett and Emmitt Smith. He hadn't had a 100-yard game all year up until this week. Sounds crazy, but true. The ankle was definitely bothering him. It was absolutely a cause for concern. The ankle looks healthy now. 194 yards for Julius Jones on 34 carries and 2 touchdowns, including a big 43-yard touchdown scamper that gave the Cowboys the lead. Just an incredible performance by him. Now, the front four for Carolina, they did bring the pressure. Peppers got 3 sacks. They definitely frustrated Bledsoe, but he still made his throws. Outside of the interception on the 2-yard line, Bledsoe did a very good job. Give him credit. The offensive line struggled, especially without Marco Rivera. Just another, even though he's had a very subpar year, they struggled to protect Bledsoe, but they opened up some running lanes, so give them a lot of credit. The Panthers were so concerned about getting upfield and making Bledsoe cause some turnovers that the Cowboys gashed them with a lot of counters and a lot of quick runs where Julius hit the hole hard. So good job by the offensive line to open up some running lanes. You know, this offensive line's not good. We all know that. But they got the job done. So when the Cowboys run for 220 yards, it's very hard for them to lose. Now, fortunately, Billy Cundiff is gone. 32-yard miss early in the game and really almost cost the Cowboys the entire season with another miss from 33 yards. And he really got bailed out by a running into the kicker. So Billy Cundiff, you know, you thought that that penalty might have saved his job. It didn't. He's now gone. Bill Parcells is 64 years old, and he might not live to see 65 if Billy Cundiff is kicking anymore. He's finally gone, thank God, because if he misses any more 30-yard field goals like he did against the Broncos and Seattle before this Panther game, enough is enough. So the Cowboys made the mistakes, the turnovers, the penalties, but they still did an excellent job, and they overcame some injuries too. They were up 4 points. They let up a touchdown with under 2 minutes. Why did that touchdown happen? Roy Williams is out. Keith Davis can barely walk. You have Scott Pyle playing the secondary with Jock Reeves and Lynn Scott. And I don't know if Cowboy fans, any Cowboy fans from 2004, you know, you ask who the two worst players on the field were for the Cowboys, and they were Torrin Tucker and Lynn Scott. And in this game, you had Torrin Tucker, as you had for a couple games, guarding Drew Bledsoe's blindside. And you had Lynn Scott protecting the secondary, who's the man downfield when your team is up 4 and a team is just throwing. So the touchdown happened. The secondary was completely banged up. Hopefully, Roy Williams will be able to overcome that ankle injury and bounce back next week. If not, the Cowboys have signed their veteran from a couple years ago, Tony Dixon. Hopefully, he could, not let up so many big plays. But Absolutely huge win. If the Panthers fans are upset about the running into the kicker call, they have a point. You hate to lose a game like that, but let's look at it cleanly. They got outplayed. They let up 400 yards of offense. They had got outgained by almost 100 yards. If it wasn't for a fumble on a kickoff, they wouldn't even been in the game. Jake Delhomme was awful. They couldn't get the running game going, and they got gashed on the run. They got outplayed at home, and yes, the Cowboys got bailed out at the end of the game, but don't forget the first 59 minutes. The Panthers got outplayed. Don't forget that. So the Cowboys, really good job. Stupid penalties. They can't do that as they move forward if they make the playoffs, and we're going to break down the playoff picture in a second. They've got to limit the stupid penalties. Petitti, Torin Tucker, Rivera, if he comes back, those penalties can't be there anymore. So the Cowboys are alive. They're 9-6. They're 7th right now. There are two teams they're worried about, the Redskins. The Redskins go after a very impressive victory at home against the Giants. They go on the road where they have struggled. You remember 2 weeks ago, if it wasn't for a kickoff return for a touchdown, they would have lost to Arizona. So the Redskins go into Philly, and Mark Brunell got banged up on that knee. So Ramsey's a very capable backup, but he's not Mark Brunell, a guy who I think is having a Pro Bowl year. So they could lose in Philly. You have Carolina now. The Cowboys hold the tiebreaker over Carolina with this win. Carolina's got to go into Atlanta. Now, Atlanta's season is officially over. That doesn't mean they're going to lay down. It's a division game. There's nothing else they'd want. There's nothing else that they'd like to do more than play spoiler. They're at home. They can beat Carolina at home. Carolina has not exactly played well. And if the Cowboys were run for 220 yards, what's the number one rushing offense in the league with Duckett, Dunn, and Vic going to do? That team could lose. The Cowboys need one of those teams to lose. When they play their game at 8:30 on Sunday night against the Rams, they'll know if they have a chance to get in or not. The only other way they can get in is if Tampa loses and the Giants lose and the Cowboys get a strength of victory with Washington and Carolina winning. But Tampa's playing New Orleans and the Giants playing the Raiders, so that just isn't going to happen. So they need either Carolina or Washington to lose. They don't need both, just one. And they, of course, need to beat the Rams. And I'm not even going to preview the game against the Rams, because if you can't beat the Rams as a 2-touchdown favorite at home, who just lost to the Niners at home, then you don't deserve to make the playoffs. So Cowboys are obviously going to be doing a lot of scoreboard watching. They need a little help. But you have a feeling as a Cowboy fan that if they take care of business, if they get to 10-6, which they should be in either Carolina or Washington. One of these teams is going to slip up. It looks like the Cowboys have a decent shot to make the playoffs. I'm obviously hoping. We're all hoping, because with now all of a sudden with a newfound running game, you never know what kind of noise they can make in the NFC, which is really not a weak division when you look at the number one team, Seattle, and the Cowboys went into Seattle and basically outplayed them. So this has been your Cowboy Blitz after a 24-20 win over the Panthers. Cowboys sitting at 9-6, one game left to play. We are absolutely not Panthers and not Redskins fans this week, as we really never are. So get your Vic jerseys, get your work done jerseys, get them all out. And of course, you got to give Jake Delhomme the voodoo doll in that game. And with the Redskins, you know, hopefully Patrick Ramsey's playing and not Brunell. You hope Portis has a bad day, and you pray to God for the first time in your life, Cowboy fans, you're Eagles fans this week. So if you're Rutgers fans, get out your L.J. Smith jerseys, get out your Mike McMahon jerseys. We need an Eagles win, and we need a Falcons win. So this has been your Cowboy Blitz from Anthony Massey of Round10Sports.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back after the Rams game next Sunday.